friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Moroni Mirazi Sheyichyu. Schus Moshe Ben Peshadina. Heinous Shlita. The schus. Rani Yisrael Ben Moshe Mordechai Fight Shlita. L'schus Rishon Ben Yom Tishna Rachel Stein Shlita. L'schus Rabbam Shraga Ben Malka Esther Summer Shlita. L'schus Rav Gil Amir Ben Penina Simchi Shlita. L'bracha V'atzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem. In Psachim, Adaf Lamed Zayin, Amid Beis, Lamed Ches, Amid Aleph, this is Machlokesim, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, is a person Yotzei Dei Chavasso B'Pesach, B'Matzah Shal Maaser Sheni. According to Rabbi Meir, he's not Yotzei, and according to the Chachamim, he's Yotzei. They have a similar Machlokes about Maaser. About an Isa Shal Maaser Sheni, Doav Maaser Sheni, is it Pater from Chala, Chayv and Chala, Machlokes with an Esrig of Maaser Sheni, or Yotzei and Yontav or not. So we see that the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who holds that you're not Yotzei with the matzah of Maaser Sheni, is because it says lechem lechem. It says here lechem oni, and it says by Efrash Eschal v'yabo achalchem mi lechem haaretz malahalan mishalachem tchsiv arisaseichem afkan mishalachem. There it has to be yours. Here also it has to be yours. So too it says by Esrog lekachlem lechem mishalachem. So according to Rabbi Meir, it has to be yours. If it's not yours, you're not Yotzei. So Matzah Shel Maaser Sheni is not yours, because as Rashi explains, the makor of the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, who Shitas Rav uses in Kiddushin, and there the machlokes is by Makai, if you were Makadish, a woman with Maaser Sheni, Rav Meir says not Mekudeshes, Rav says Mekudeshes, and the Gemara explains that Rav Meir holds Maaser Sheni's Mamon Gavoa, and Rabbi Yehuda holds its mamon hediot. So if it's mamon gavoa, you can't be mekadesh and isha. It's God's money, maaser sheni. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, maaser sheni, which are fruits that you have to bring up to Yerushalayim and eat there, or redeem on money and then bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy food, Rabbi Yehuda says it's mamon hediot. You can't be mekadesh and isha. So we have shittas Rabbi Meir that maaser sheni is mamon gavoa, and therefore you can't be yotzei with matzah on Pesach, maaser sheni, because says that it has to be yours, the matzah, just like challah has to be yours, so to the matzah has to be yours, and it's not yours, it's mamon gavoa. Das is shitas Rabbi Meir, and the Chachamim hold, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mamon hedyot, that Maaser Sheni's mamon hedyot is considered your money, and therefore it follows that you can be mekadesh and isha with this money, and you can also be yotzei chiyuv of matzah and Pesach. Ad kan midivrei kotzer shel haGemara. Now, the Rambam, when it comes to being mekadesh a woman with Maaser Sheni, he paskins like Rabbi Meir that she's not mekudeshes. Kidsha b'Maaser Sheni, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid, ein a mekudeshes. If he's mekadesh with Maaser Sheni, whether it's b'shoigeg or b'mezid, she's not mekudeshes. You can't do any other things with it until it's redeemed. Ne'amar Lashem Hu. On the other hand, so we have that you're not Yotzei with the matzah of Maaser Sheni and Pesach, and you're not Mekadesh a woman with Maaser Sheni, whether B'shogeg or B'mezid, she's not Mekudeshes, you're not allowed to do anything, it's God's, it's Mamon Gavoa. You can't use it to be Mekadesh and Isha, so I always tell Chassanim before the Chuppah, make sure not to use Maaser Sheni to be Mekadesh the girl. In Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, in Perek Vav Halacha Ches, Rambam writes that you're Yotzei with Matzah of Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. B'chein L'gabei Isa, Rambam writes it's Chayv B'chala, L'gabei Esrog, Rambam paskins you're Yotzei. It's unbelievable. A pellet. If he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda by Kiddushin that it's Mamon Gavoa, and therefore you can't be Mekadesh and Isha, how does he paskin that you're Yotzei Dei Chavos V'Matzah Shel Maaser Sheni? Similarly, Isa Shel Maaser Sheni Chayev Is B'Chala. Esrik shel meiser shener yotze. What is the Rambam talking about? The Rambam's mamish. Soser atzma minei ube mimenu ubo. One any paskins it's mamon gavoh, and that's why you can't be mekadesh and isha. And the other any paskins that you yotze with matzah. So it's obviously mamon hedyot like Rabbi Yehuda. So which one is it? So Hagon, Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, Zichron Levracha, is Miyashiv the Kasha beautifully. There are two Gdarim in Shalom. There are two definitions of yours. Shalom, that you're allowed to eat it, do whatever you want with it, but only for yourself. You're not allowed to, no, others aren't allowed to share. And number two is another gedder of shalom. You can mamish give it even to your friend. So one gedder of shalom is that it's just yours, but it's no one else's. You can do whatever you want with it, but not give it to someone else. That's shalom. And another gedder of shalom is that you can even give it away to your friend. Now Meister Sheni is in the first category. He could be nana as much as he wants, but he has no rishus to give it to his friend or to sell it. And that's what it means. Meister Sheni's mamon gavoah. It's enough yours that you could do is you can enjoy it, you can eat it. Mamish Hashem's that you can't use it. You can use it, eat it, go to Yerushalayim, eat it. You just can't give it away to your friends. That's the first category, first category. And therefore, if one is Makadish b'maiser sheni, it's not Kedushin. Because you have to give her something. You can't give her maiser sheni. Maiser sheni is only for you. It's not for anybody else. You can't give it away. But the gabbai the essay of matzah and of esrig, you can be makayim with maiser sheni because sof it's yours enough that you could be nene, and that's called lachem. So when it comes to matzah and esrig and challah, it's enough that you can enjoy it. That's enough shalom. So that we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. It's considered mamon hedyot because you can enjoy it. When it comes to Kiddushin, you can't be Mekadesh and Isha, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Meir holds, because you're not allowed to give it away. It's not enough yours to give away, and therefore there's no Kiddushin. It's not enough Lachem, it's Mamon Gavoah, so far as that you can't give it away. So giving it to a woman doesn't count for Kiddushin, you have no right to do that, it's not yours to give. That's a super duper Teretz. The only problem is, how is the Rambam Zakeh Shtara LeBeit Shrei? How does the Rambam Paskin like Rabbi Meir in one place and another place like Rabbi Yehuda? When it comes to Kedushin, he's Rabbi Meir Dick. When it comes to Maaser Sheni, he's Rabbi Yehuda Dick. No, when it comes to Matzah, he's Rabbi Yehuda Dick. You can be Yotze. So I see the Svara. That for matzah you only need balut mitzumtzemet, you need a more narrow bailus, and for kedushin you need a broader bailus. So far as that you should have to be able to give it away, terrific. But how do you paskin Rabbi Meir's l'shitasa and Rabbi Yehuda's l'shitasa? So how does the Rambam pick and choose? So we have to say, and this is all following pointed out by Rabbi Avram Abba Weingort, who is the editor of the Ksavim of Rav Weinberg. It's an incredible, incredible job. Brilliant Talmud Chacham. Very clear and engaging writing style. So he says that we have to say like the Mari Korkus, that by Kedushim Stam, Tanaka Vasei the Reb Meir. And by Kedushim, Stam Tana is like Reb Meir, Ayin Kedushin and Dalet Amud Beis. So we follow the Stam Tana, that you can't do Kedushin with Maaser Sheni. But by Matzah and also by Chalag and Esrog, that there's no explicit Psak, we go back to our general rule. What's our general rule? Halacha Rebbe Yehuda against Rebbe Meir. And therefore, when it comes to Matzah and Chal and Esrog, we have the right to pass like Rebbe Yehuda. Not only that, the Gemara's Lashon is Chachamim. Chamim Aymerim, that makes it even more power. Even more than we passed like Rebbe Yehuda against Rebbe Meir, certainly passing like the Rabbim, Chachamim. So now we get how he can pass like Rebbe Yehuda in one case, Rebbe Meir in the other. Well, what's his logic? So the logic we explain. That by Esrog and by Chala and by Matzah, it's enough to have Balut Mitzumtzemet. You just have to have a more narrow Bailus that you can use it for yourself. And that's enough to be considered yours. But by Kedushin, it needs to be able to be given away, and it can't be given away. You need a broader Bailus. And it would seem, says Rav Weingart, that the Psak of the Rambam, Mishtalev Niflaotim Amusag Lechem Oni Amachuvan Ala Matzah. It stems beautifully with the concept of Lechem Oni that relates to Matzah. Ki lichora, ha-matzah hi bayatit. The matzah apparently is problematic. On one hand, it's coming to note lechem oni that we ate in Mitzrayim. Holachman yadiach lavos anabar de Mitzrayim. Some pashtas we're talking about even what we ate in Mitzrayim. The achu avos anabar de Mitzrayim. It's lechem of oni, of poverty. And on the other hand, it's cheres. We did bechipazon when we were all made latzeis mi Mitzrayim. Shemos Yud Beis Ches. Yud Beis, Ches Yud Aleph, Tvarim Tez Zayin Gimel. So it's Geula. So is it Galus or Geula? Is it Abdus or Cheirus? So the Mefarshim give many Teirutzim. But HaKopanim, we see that Matzah has a dual role. Gam Zeichel Shibud, Gam Zeichel Geula. So when we were in Mitzrayim, we were Avodim, V'kol Ma Shekaneh V'kona Rabo. In other words, we had no legal rights. Lo hayu lanu zchuyot mishpatiyot. Uvadai lo ba'alut. We didn't have ba'alus in Mitzrayim. On the other hand, when we left, we were zochet a ba'alus. Hirsch, in his Perush on HaChodesh Zelachem, develops the idea that Karban Pesach is coming to note the revolution that occurred in the status of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, everybody has to be registered for the seh. Show that now we have bailus. On the other hand, the shechita is done by one person who is the shliach of everybody. Show that now we're an ishiyut mishpatit. We have legal rights. This person's our shliach. So there's nothing like the matzah of Maaser Sheni that will display the dual aspect of matzah. Ve'en kemo matzah shel maaser sheni b'chdei letzayin et hadut stadiyut shel ha-matzah. It's bailus and it's not bailus. It's bailus klapei atzmo and it's not bailus klapei azulas. Klapei other people, vis-a-vis other people, we have no bailus. It's like bailus on the way, bailus baderech. We have bailus for ourselves, but we don't have bailus vis-a-vis others. It's like a pseudo bailus, not complete bailus, a partial bailus. So this is beautiful. That when it comes to matzah, so you're yotze because at least we have a partial bailus. And this matzah really has deep philosophical meaning. Because it's only partial. And that's what the matzah is. Matzah is both sides. It's avdus and it's cheres. So we also have only partial bailus on it. Not complete. So when it comes to Pesach, you're yotze, because that's all you need. All you need is the partial bailus. Because that's what Pesach is about. The matzah on Pesach is about about partial bailus, right? Because it symbolizes galus, but it also symbolizes geula. So we're sort of on the way to geula. It's sort of that it has both. Since it has both, it doesn't have to be completely cheristic. You're yotze, even though you can't give it away to somebody else. It's not completely yours, but it doesn't matter. Because matzah also symbolizes the avdus. When it comes to kedushin, there you have to have complete bailus and you have to be able to give it to the woman. Beautiful. So obviously many, many terutzim, and there's been rivers of ink spilled on this this kasha. And Mirtz Hashem, in a future shiurim, we will hopefully explore this once again. And I thank my sweetest and most beloved friends so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.